Good morning, everyone. Today is the 10th of June, Wednesday morning. And sometimes you get information that you really don't even want to believe. But when you start going and checking it out, there's a lot of information out there that substantiates the information that you've gotten. And good morning, Michael Lusterman. This morning, a friend of mine just sent me some information that was absolutely mind-boggling. And I emailed him back and said, you know, this is so evil, I don't even want to believe it. I don't even want to believe it. You know, we live a very depraved world. And the people at the top, especially in high positions of celebrities and government, there's a reason they are at the top. Satan loves to elevate those to the top who are the most evil. That way they can be his spokesman. Also, the reason the people elevate to the top is because they've been given a pass by those other people who have participated in the same activities. So they're in this elitist club. Welcome aboard, Edwin Mayambuto. And so, also, these people at the top, whoever it might be, have been given ultimatums. They've been blackmailed. They've been compromised. And anytime anyone takes a stand for the Bible, they are land blasted, they are ridiculed, they are all kind of allegations are made against them. Just like what Christ himself. They called him a wine bibber. They said he cast out devils by Beelzebub. They said he was they accused him of all kinds of things. And even during his trial, false witnesses were brought up against him. I can certainly relate to that. After having a trial against the state of Missouri for 5 years, it serves to remind us that we are living in evil. We're living in an evil world. Never underestimate how evil the world we're living in. You know, sometimes we just like to be. I told this gentleman who sent me this information, you know, I don't even want to believe this. It's so evil. And the people involved in it. Well, do I tune in to hear about all the evil in the world, Larry? No. But I am into reality. I don't have my head up in the clouds so high I can't see the reality, you know. Scripture tells us that Lot was vexed. Lot was vexed for conversation. Righteous Lot was the conversation of evil. every day. Have you been vexed? I know I have. How many times a day do I get emails from people that have some way gotten my email address and sent me stuff? I'm sure glad there's an old delete button. Usually it comes in spam, but sometimes it gets through, doesn't it? Well, we don't want to quit. We do not want to become discouraged because of the evil and depravity in our society. But we do want to take a stand against it. And we also want to proclaim that God has conquered evil. And one of these days, these evil people are going to be brought down to the dust. If we had gotten our just deserts, we would have been brought down to the dust. And we were brought down to the dust, just like Jonah. I abhor myself. I'm glad that God has shown us mercy for these people who are so evil. One of these days are going to be brought down. Psalm 37 is one of my favorite psalms because it addresses this very subject. When I was asked to do something that was very evil, as working for the state of Missouri, as a social worker, too, I was told that I had to license homosexuals as foster parents. And I had to place children, put my approval on placing children with homosexual foster parents. That's evil. That's evil. Psalm 37 says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity." For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green. One of the main people that was coming against me, state of Missouri, his name was Mark Cheney. He's one of the supervisors over child abuse and neglect. And he was an avid homosexual. And he took what he said was AIDS-tinted blood and threw it all over the city council of Kansas City, Missouri, Chambers. They didn't even arrest him. He had full-blown AIDS as well as his homosexual partner, and they're both gone now. They both died. But he was putting out very evil brochures, passing them out to in the agency, vile, filthy, how to participate in the most filthy sexual behavior. He became so angry with me that he came into the office one day with a baseball bat and started smacking it in his hand, threatening me. These people are evil. They shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. You know, when he was testifying before the courts in regards to my case, the Attorney General's office asked him to describe himself to the courts. And he said, quote, "I'm an in-your-face queer that gets angrier every day." End quote. Good morning, Rashid Razin from Pakistan. Glad to have you with us this morning. These people are evil. They shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. God has taken care of Rosette and Mark and me since the termination of the state of Missouri. He's taken care of us. We thank him for it. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. No, we don't enjoy living in an evil world. We don't enjoy what is going on right now in our culture with these wicked, evil people perpetrating their violence and crimes on society. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. What shall he bring to pass? Well, eventually he's going to bring our ultimate eternal life to pass in the realms of glory in paradise. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait upon me. Wait patiently for him. Sometimes it's not easy to be patient, is it? Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Sometimes we get righteously indignant. Sometimes we don't like these people that are perpetrating all these lies. You know, lies about the coronavirus, lies about that most of the people were peaceful protesters when they literally destroyed businesses and killed, I think 30 police officers have been either wounded or killed as a result of these demonstrations. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. We are not to be vindictive. We are not to try to... It's not Christian behavior at all, is it? Sometimes it's hard. I don't think lies that are being told about you. There's one gentleman telling a lot of lies about Larry Phillips on his YouTube channel. He's done 24 videos now slandering and lying on Larry Phillips. And to the best of my ability, when I know he puts up something that I know is lies, which it all has been, I refute it. Give scripture to prove what I'm saying is true. But I am commanded to cease from anger and forsake wrath, but fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. I'm commanded to love my enemies, to do good to them who persecute me, and say all manner of evil against me falsely. It's not easy to do, is it? Only by the Spirit of God can we do as we're told to do, and that is to cease from anger. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be, yet diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. I've shared with this audience before the Attorney General that was coming against me. His name was Jay Nixon, who was later to become the governor of the state of Missouri. Did everything in his power to bring Larry Phillips down. But God had other plans. Mel Carnahan did everything. He was the governor at the time. He did everything in his power to bring Larry Phillips down. And he was rerunning for governor. Mel Carnahan at the time went to a political rally of homosexuals, received a lot of money from homosexuals, and got ready to leave this rally with his son. And in a plane took off and crashed, and it killed both Mel Carnahan and his son. Evildoers shall be cut off. Those who bring wicked devices to pass will be cut off. That's what the scripture says. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. Mel Carnahan is no longer with us. Mark Cheney is no longer with us. And thank God, Jay Nixon is no longer the governor of the state of Missouri. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. There was a lot of plotting going on behind the scenes regarding Phillips versus the state of Missouri. By the way, if anybody's interested in that case, it's available in this booklet, Phillips versus the State of Missouri. It tells the whole story regarding what happened in the case and how God victoriously brought us through it. You can get that book by going on Lulu.com and just putting in Phillips versus the State of Missouri. Lulu, LULU.com. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. Notice the Lord is laughing. There's another scripture that talks about the Lord laughing and holding them in derision. All these people that think they're coming against the Christians, all those people that think they're making the Christians' life miserable right now, these wicked mayors of these cities, these wicked governors, laughing at them. And he knows that their day's coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and be as an upright conversation. These people are doing it for control. They're doing it for control. Now, why do you think they're trying to require everybody to have to wear a mask? It's a way of controlling the population. Got ready to take my son to the dentist. Called to make an appointment. They said, he has to wear a mask. I said, no, he does not have to wear a mask. I said, where are you getting your regulations from? The Center for Disease Control. I said, the Center for Disease Control has no legal authority to require someone to wear a mask? None. And they eventually switched me over to the manager, and we made accommodations to sit out in the parking lot, do the paperwork in the parking lot until it was time for Mark to go into his appointment. And then they came out and got Mark, and he went directly into the dentist. People need to push back on this stupidity. You know, maybe if enough people push back, I'll slow it down a little bit anyway. I'm not saying you can circumvent God's sovereignty, but we're supposed to take a stand against evil folks. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to say such as be of a conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. I had a fella tell me that the reason I was taking a stand against the lies of this people trying to promote that the founding fathers were Christian and that the Constitution and Declaration of Independence were Christian documents, basically by Christians, the very person that's putting out all those lies. You know, as a chief counselor for the Department of Drug Enforcement. And someone emailed me and says, the reason you're coming against him is because you're jealous of him and his position. And I emailed him back and I said, no, you've got that all wrong. If they offered me $2 million a year, I wouldn't take that. I wouldn't have it at any cost. It wouldn't matter what the money they offered me. I would not want to be a part of that evil system. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. You know, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. I have an eternal inheritance. I'm not interested in inheriting anything down here on this earth. I'm not interested in it one little bit. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of the lands. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they shall be cursed of him that shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Well, that's kind of what's on my mind this morning. Let us not be overwhelmed with the evil in our world. Let us remind ourselves that we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And J. Michael Bustamante has relayed Ephesians see if I can 11. Let's look at that real quickly. Ephesians 5:11. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. That's an excellent, excellent verse that's right on target for what we're talking about this morning. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Very good. That's what we're talking about. We're living in days. We're like Lot. We're vexed with the filthy conversation. But I just want to end on a good note. Thank you, Lord, for giving us eternal life amidst all this strife. When evil is so prevalent, you could cut it like a knife. When Satan and his minions mock me and say I'm doomed, I see your hands and feet and view the empty tomb. I can never thank you enough for dying in my stead. I have eternal life, not damnation instead. And that's every one of our testimonies, if we've been blood-bought in Him and are recipients of His grace. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. God bless you.